This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Hey everybody, this is Chase from Barrel Age Flicks. Go ahead and check out our Patreon for raw, uncut footage and early access to all of our episodes. The link is in the description and it's only $5 a month. Thanks for listening.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the tasting room.
Stupid finger.
The party's here.
Sup?
So we got a full house today. So we are going to be doing the top five dogs, pets, or animals.
I have a present.
What's my present?
I have a present for you boys.
Go get it.
Since we're doing this tasting room, I brought you guys a beer.
Nice.
I did. I brought you a beer because it'll go with our little show.
So what's the beer?
I'm a little nervous.
Just wait a minute.
She's very, I don't even know what it is.
Did it say small wiener?
I saw
have
that.
A small wiener.
I fucking
beer.
Saw that one.
Let me read it for you. Hold on.
I have a small wiener.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That sounds like a personal problem.
It's okay.
I have a small.
No! I almost said it, but I said stop.
I have a small wiener. Helles
Why didn't
Lager,
you me?
One Family
I
Brewing Company,
myself.
And it's got a puppy dog.
It's got a dog. On
it's got a dog, so it works.
Nice.
So one for each of you boys.
And it's not an IPA.
And it's a lot of IPA,
sir.
What is it, ale? What
it's
is
a lager.
Oh, okay. From One Family Brewing Company. Don't be shy or embarrassed. Winslow says, stand proud and embrace it.
Yeah.
One Family.
Embrace your small wiener.
It's a very traditional
like
German-style lager. Has
lager.
Slight,
lager.
Lager, sorry. Has slight biscuit notes and a more...
Biscuits?
Biscuit notes and more round flavor profile compared to as a
needs
pilsner.
Needs more milk bone.
She read that right. Ooh, it's actually brewed in Ashburn, Virginia.
Local.
Yeah. All right. You guys want to try it out here?
Let's do it.
All right. Thank you, Snow. I appreciate it.
Enjoy your wieners.
Smells good.
All right.
She was so excited when she found this. It was adorable.
Thrill me.
Cheers.
I have been hiding this for hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Can I smell it?
That's not bad at all.
Not bad at all. Could be colder.
It's a very...
It's hiding in my purse.
It's very... Well, it's not that it's not full. It's just like a very easy.
Yeah.
If this was cold, this would be perfect though.
Yeah, yeah,
ice
yeah.
cold. Yeah. Yeah. Because I still have to try it out.
Or in the garage if there's no room.
So we are going to be starting with the top five.
I like this small wiener.
We have a small wiener.
It's very German tradition.
That is
stop
true.
Telling them about what's in my pants.
Sprinkles.
Right.
So we're going to be doing the top five animal pets and dogs. And basically, it could be a fictional animal also.
Mm-hmm.
Because, that's right, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go ahead
Shot
and start first. So
Smog.
This is going to be fun. I'm really curious to hear everybody's list here. So my first one on the list is Hooch from Turner and Hooch.
There we go.
That is a classic dog right there. And it's tragic, too, at the end. I hate the ending because he dies. But he's just a great character in that movie. And Tom Hanks and the dog did really well together. I really enjoyed that one. So that is my number one. My number two would be Jonesy from Alien. And Aliens. Had to grab the cat. Wait, you don't like that one?
No, I'm nodding. I was agreeing with you. He's a great cat.
I had to pick that one. So, yeah. So that's the one I'm going to go. I appreciate it, Snow. Thank you.
Now fuck off.
He's very self-conscious.
Wow.
Right now about this.
I love
silence
you, too.
I love you, Beth.
It's a sound of silence.
So my number three is going to be the mouse from Mouse Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
I had to pick that one because that mouse was
badass.
Yes, a badass mouse. And fucking Christopher Walken in that fucking movie.
Such a good movie.
Yes. Mouse Hunt is a great movie. So I enjoy that one. This one's going to be, number four is going to be animated. I'm going with Donkey from Shrek.
Oh, all right.
Had to pick that one. And, yeah.
You know what? He slept with a dragon.
Yes, he did. And had dragon donkey babies.
Yeah,
they were cute.
Dradonkeys.
How would that work logistically?
I don't know because I figured the donkey would like.
Chihuahua St. Bernard.
He's swallowed by the vagina of the fucking dragon. It's true. I don't know how.
I don't know.
It's sperm spores.
Donkey sperm spores.
I mean, that fucking donkey needs to be shooting a huge fucking load to fill up that big ass vagina.
And next.
You're welcome.
Maybe it's a small vagie. You didn't see it.
Yeah.
And
dragon.
My last one would be.
I mean, but lizards have like just little slits. So, you know.
I know. I think alligators and crocodiles have the same thing. Yeah. So my last one would be the bear from The Edge, who is actually
the
named
bear's Bart.
Bart the Bear.
Bart.
Who actually played in what other movies?
Legends of the Fall.
He was in a lot of movies. But that bear was Bart amazing. In fact, The Edge is a great movie with Alec Baldwin and Anthony Hopkins, and I enjoyed it.
That's a great movie.
I love that movie, yes.
Very, very good.
Beautiful score by Jerry Goldsmith. It's just a great movie, and the bear did so well. I mean, it was terrifying. I enjoyed that pet. I mean, not pet, animal in the movie. So I'm going to go ahead and...
Some people would have them as pets.
Yeah, no, I've seen many videos with pet lions and freaking, I mean, amazing, like, predators being as pets.
Short term.
Yeah.
Until they're eaten.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and hand it off to Goot for the next top five animals, pets, and dogs.
Stuff from 1 to 5, I'll go 5 to 1. I will start off with the hawk from King Arthur, Gwaltmer.
Nice.
Next, I will go the Aquincio. Yo.
What?
Aquinciocha, the white bat from Mace Ventura.
Oh,
I almost said Chicago, but I was like,
I thought it was Chicago.
Chicago, that's what it is.
From Nature Calls?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Chicago. That's funny.
I got
man.
Confused. My Swahili. I'm like, wait a second. That's the wrong word.
I just know.
White devil. Third one will be the cat from the Boondock Saints.
Nice. Very that's a good, good one.
I mean, the movie is great, but sucks for the cat.
I laughed so fucking hard.
Did you just fucking see that?
Before anybody asks, I do have 13 cats at home. They're all rescued.
That's not on.
They all found me.
That's a lot of cats.
So
you're like
Chase
cat
has been
guy
using
now,
a mic that's not hooked up the whole time.
you're gonna be the old cat guy.
I got 5 dogs.
Have you been talking through there?
Chickens, yeah, turtles,
fucker.
Frogs.
Have it up on a 5-person show.
All right, number 2, Neville, the dog from I Am Legend.
Aww,
oh, this sad dog.
I can't watch that movie. It's
good,
they're
good
making
movie.
A remake.
The I Am Legend, yeah. I can't watch that movie.
They're doing a second one.
Yeah, I know they are. Yeah. It's just that movie, when Sam dies, it breaks my heart. I can't do that. Yeah, that's too sad in that movie. It's hard to watch. Especially him having to kill his own dog. I couldn't stand it.
First one will be the dogs from John Wick 3, Halle Berry's dogs.
Oh, those are cool.
Those dogs were awesome. The shepherds.
Yeah, nice. They were badass.
That's a good one.
Those dogs are like parkour.
Yeah.
I think those were Malinois.
They were.
I thought they were shepherds. No, they look like it.
They look similar.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay. Great
very
list.
Fierce,
very
loyal,
nice.
Lovable dogs.
All right. We're going to hand it off to Crystal on your top five. I'm really curious about yours. Your list is always unique.
Thank you. So not really in order, but first off, we have Silverwing from Quest for Camelot, the bird that helps Merlin.
Nice.
Oh, yes. Very
And also
good.
Helps Garrett in
yep,
the woods.
Garrett in the woods.
Marley from Marley and Me.
Oh,
I heard that movie. Using
all dogs that die.
Yeah, I heard that movie. Didn't the movie the dog dies in that movie?
Yes, he does.
Yeah,
but up until that point, my favorite part, he eats her necklace and he has to like fish it out through mango shit. So
interesting.
That's totally something Bison would do. Like my dog would destroy the house.
Yeah, that's got Owen Wilson in it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once I got my dog and I saw him eat the trim of my door all the way past my door handle, I'm like, I should have named you Marley.
Oh, I should tell you a story about a dog I grew up with. Her name was Dakota. One of our dogs ate a pincushion full of pins.
I remember you telling this.
Yeah, but the thing is that the doctor said that she would have to get surgery, and my parents couldn't afford it. So they said what you can do is basically wipe Vaseline on bread and feed it to the dog, and all come out. It all came out.
Oh,
we got lucky.
Goodness.
But to see the x-ray with all the pins in her stomach was scary as fuck.
Oh, yeah. People used to do shit like that on purpose to kill dogs. It's terrible.
Ugh. Yeah. Jesus.
Fuck them.
On a happier note.
They deserve to rot in hell.
Yes. Nope. Happier note. Doesn't die. The pie from National Velvet. It's a horse.
Nice.
Which one is that?
National Velvet. A girl frees a horse from like a meatpacking thing and they go to win a race.
The movie's called?
National Velvet.
I've never heard of that. Oh, okay.
It's a really,
cool.
really good horse movie.
Okay, cool.
Lady, the eagle from Spirit of the Eagle.
Good. That's a good one.
And then the mouse from Mouse Hunt.
There you go. You gotta love that mouse.
The conniving little thing. He brought them together at the end, so it was cute.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it was a good mouse. The amount of mice they used for that movie, I think it was like 20 or 30, but I mean,
Did they keep dying during filming?
No, it's just
different mice. Different.
They have to train different ones.
Kind of like
to do
the mouse
things.
In The Abyss.
Oh, the rat.
The rat. The poor rat.
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't I think of that?
Because you're not smart.
That's on your list, I guarantee it. Oh, I should have thought of that one. All right, Chase, what is your top five animals, pets, and dogs?
My number five, I'm going to have to go with Water Horse from Legend of the Deep. That shit was pretty fucking cool. I ain't going to lie. Number four, it's going to be Doug. From yes. Up.
There we go.
Fucking love Doug.
Oh yeah.
Doug's my fucking man. Number three, I'm gonna go with Daisy from John Wick. He was his first dog. Yes.
The dog that dies.
I would.
Why are we picking dogs that die?
No, the dog that was murdered.
Because
it
was
murdered.
He was a pivotal character. And I would die for that dog. But more importantly, like John Wick, I would fucking kill for that dog.
Reminds me of the t-shirt I bought you.
She was
yes.
cute.
He's wearing it.
Oh, shit. I'm wearing it.
Oh, shit.
Ew.
Your Christmas gift.
It's his favorite shirt.
Number two, I'm going to go with Appa. Appa from The Last Airbender.
Okay. Oh, I never watched
which
that.
Which I was thinking, oh, wait, I couldn't include that. But no, they did make a movie. It was shitty. As fuck.
Yeah,
but
the Shyamalan film?
Yeah, they did, in fact, make a movie, and he was in the movie, so I'm counting it. And my number one best movie pet I could possibly think of is motherfucking Toothless.
Yes! See?
Good job.
Hell yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Hey, I said I'd let it pass. Come on.
Not before I completely rehauled my list.
But I'm sure you redid it.
To have real animals because I wasn't allowed to have anything that was not real.
Yeah, I probably
that was
shouldn't
gonna
have said
suck
it.
For you.
When I had an argument with her, I was thinking to myself, Snow's gonna freaking argue with me about this shit.
Yeah,
and it
how
happened.
Long did it take me to argue with you? Half a second.
All right, so Sammy, what is your top five?
Well, first off, mine would have had the Pugmerin from freaking Night Flight and the Navigator.
Do
so
it.
That's an honorable mention. No. I redid my list.
Okay.
But he was going to be on it.
That thing is so fucking cute.
I know. I want one. And screw Stu. It would be worth, jeopardizing,
the entire world
for the Pugmerin. He's fucking adorable. All right. So my no order. But my first one is going to be the fire spirit from Frozen 2, the salamander.
Dude, he was awesome.
I love him so much.
I've never seen Frozen 2, but apparently you told me that was a very funny character.
Cute. He's moody as shit.
He's my spirit animal.
does he change colors?
Yeah, he's sassy.
Yes, he is. So freaking. The best part is when he cools down and he licks his own eyeball. It's so great. I love him. He makes me so happy. Then I'm going to go with Moro. Who's the wolf mother from Princess Mononoke.
Okay.
She's badass. She's just,
that's such, that Disney anime film, right?
That's a Studio Ghibli.
Okay.
It's not Disney.
Yeah, but isn't, it's produced by Disney, though.
I think it falls under.
But isn't it actually American anime?
Studio Ghibli? No.
Definitely no.
No.
Okay, I thought there was
You're
not going to have any American-produced anime that has food that looks that good.
No.
Sorry.
No, it's just I remember Sammy talking about there's actually anime that's actually Americanized, basically.
No. So there, Studio Ghibli would be the most mainstream, I would say, of anime in America.
Gotcha.
Especially amongst, younger kids and stuff like that.
Okay.
For me... And I've seen Studio Ghibli, Quiet Child. I've had more life experience than you.
No, I'm sitting here thinking about kind of, but at the same time, a lot of people don't know what the fuck Studio Ghibli is.
No, think about when you go to a store now,
popular.
You get,
it's
you know
popular.
Who Kiki's Delivery Service is, Spirited Away.
Yeah,
those are
fucking awesome
They
movies.
Are, but they're also introduction for kids into anime.
Yeah.
They're kid-friendly stories. I mean, Princess Mononoke, though, is the most gnarly of them because there's decapitations all throughout it.
Yeah.
Because it has war. But it's a fantastic, beautiful fucking movie.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
So Moro. Then I'm going to slaughter the shit out of this because I'm not Scottish or Irish. But Jenny the Mini Donkey from Banshees of Inisherin. If that's
another
how you pronounce
animal
it.
That dies.
I know,
really?
But he was.
What is wrong
she was
with you
adorable.
People?
She
it
was a mini
sucks.
Donkey.
The movie's good,
it's
but that
good.
Part sucked in the movie.
No, but it was so I cried. I cried when Jenny died in the movie. But up until you just keep seeing her in the house, and Colin Farrell's justifying, and she's like, "The damn donkey shouldn't be in the house," and just she gets lonely. It's so great.
Yeah, it's a very.
I just realized one of my animals is dead too.
It happens, unfortunately. unfortunately. Yeah. Then I'm going to go with Hey Hey the Rooster from Moana.
Fuck yeah!
Because
that's a good one. That's a good one. Hey, that's a good
the
one.
The sheer part where he screams in the ocean, I can watch it on loop. It cracks me up.
What's the character that Rock plays?
Maui?
Maui.
Yeah.
The fact that he's trying to cook him all the time. He's trying to grab...
all of them are. Yeah. Everybody's trying to cook him. He's like, the old man's like, he lacks basic intelligence. Maybe we should cook him. Like, all throughout the movie.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, he has a reason. And then finally, of course, I have to go with Todd from Fox and the Hound. Because it's
Todd. You love foxes.
It's a fox. And it was one of my all-time favorite, other than the animated Disney. Another one I couldn't have on here, but we already debated that. So Todd.
Thanks, Sammy. I'm going to go cry in a corner now for an hour.
I know, but it's so good. I know. I cry
to
this day.
Why would you do this to me?
Because it's so good. So that good.
Amazing. Great list, Sammy. Great list.
Thank you.
All right, so let's hand it off to Ragnar. What is your top five?
So we're going to go from bottom to top here. We're going to go, where'd it go? There it is. I found it.
I got you. I'm helping you.
I lost it. Right?
I found it.
So we're going to start off with Buck. From Into the Wild.
Nice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Completely CGI, but actually worked really well. It looked like
a real
dog.
You can tell that it's CGI, but it worked great.
It was a good movie with Harrison Ford.
It was so good.
Really well together.
Very good movie. I enjoyed that one.
Oh. They did. They played very, very well.
It wasn't me. It wasn't
Whose
me.
Was that?
Not me.
My phone does not make that sound.
Was it you?
My phone's all the way over there.
I think it was you.
It wasn't
not
me.
It. My phone doesn't make that noise.
Wasn't mine.
What was it?
My oldest
it was like
bing. 8 minutes ago.
I mean, mine's muted, so it's not mine.
Mine is muted also.
I have no... Mine's muted, and I have no...
Well, somebody did, somebody's getting away free, then.
It sounded like it came from, like, back...
It's this general direction, yeah, but it wasn't me, I swear.
My phone's all the way over here, so...
My phone's muted. My Fitbit would vibrate.
I think it was Chase's. Let's just go ahead and give Chase a punishment shot.
Mine's muted. I was actually picking mine up to make sure it was, and it was... And the last text I've gotten was 31 minutes ago from my...
Was it yours?
Manager. No.
Oh.
Well, somebody got a free
Somebody
pass.
Got away free. All right, Ragnar, what's your next?
The next one is going to be the chimp from Project X.
Yes!
Good? Oh, my God!
Yeah!
That's a great fucking...
Dude,
that's a
I
fun
love that
movie. Sammy hates that movie.
Why?
Project X. The kids that make up a party.
Movie's fucking stupid.
Oh, man. Good fun.
That one in 21 and over are fucking spot on.
He put that on and he's like, isn't it amazing? I'm like, this is a fucking stupid movie.
It's not supposed to be intellectually stimulating.
No, but the way that he's like, isn't it fantastic? And I'm like, it sucks.
I like the one with the little midget that comes out and starts punching everybody in the balls. Uh-huh. I fucking love that scene.
Then we're going to go with Amy from Congo.
Oh, good one.
Amy.
That's a good one. Great fucking movie.
I am
movie.
Amy.
Great
yes,
fucking
Amy.
Movie. I am
Hello.
Probably going to try
My
and pick that
Amy.
Movie next year.
It's a great fucking movie.
It is a yeah, really good
it's
movie.
A good one. I want to do a book comparison with that one, with Michael Crichton's book.
There you go.
For Congo, yeah. So that might be one I can do. Good one.
Then we're going to go with Doug.
Yes.
From Up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep. I love Doug.
He's awesome.
He's such a good dog.
Love to have a dog that talked to me.
Oh, you don't like the Doberman?
Are you 100% sure of that?
The Doberman with the broken voice box.
We literally had this conversation the other night about if Bison would sound more like a heavy set deep voice or if he'd sound like the pincher from that movie, all high pitched nasally like this.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah, I see Bison. He's just, how are you doing today? Yeah.
That would be funny.
And Sprinkles would be like, what's up, bitches?
Right. That would be hilarious.
What's going on, Skanks?
Yeah. Oh, you know she is. She's an asshole.
Good one. She's a little.
So if anyone out there knows how to make a dog collar that makes them actual speak.
I guarantee that somebody's made
Send
one.
Take my money.
Guaranteed somebody's made one.
We will test them out. And last but not least, Hooch.
There you go, Ragnar.
I can't reach you, dude. There you go.
Yeah, it's for him.
Yep. It's a
I'm
great dog.
I'm outsourcing my shit.
And you know what I love about the dog is that the dog loves beer.
Uh-huh.
That's the best thing about that. Love that.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. All right, Snow. Great list, Ragnar. Snow, what is your top five?
All right. Thank you. I've got to go with Babe.
I almost put that on my list.
I love.
That's a good movie.
He's so cute. He talks.
It's a good movie.
Doesn't talk to humans. He talks to other animals, but he's so cute.
Yeah. And I think it's the voice of Chucky from Rugrats.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah. But Babe is great. I also got to go with Free Willy.
Free Riri.
Free
Interesting.
Riri.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. That whale is awesome and jumps higher than any whale could really jump. But yes. It's so good.
That movie was a hit when it came out.
I know. I it saw was huge. A lot.
Pretty sure I burned that VHS out when I came out.
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh man,
it's so good. And you got it. Like, there's no way you can't smile when he's jumping over the kid, and yeah, you're like, just, "Are you just land on him just once?"
Splat. Moosh.
Just once.
I'm surprised that Jaws wasn't on your list.
That's all it's gonna be is just
Bruce. I was thinking about it, but again, eh.
Or Bruce happens. From Finding Nemo.
Is Bruce really a companion?
Doesn't it have says to be an animal.
It's an animal.
Movie animal. Oh,
I was told pet or companion.
Okay. I said movie pet, animal or dog.
Yeah, all right. I was thinking
there's
pet.
Only time, so, there's only five places.
Which number three?
One?
Yes.
Doug.
All right.
Doug's a favorite here.
Yes. Gotta love the Doug. And then I also have on my list Hedwig.
Oh.
Because I would love to have an owl.
I was surprised that wasn't on your list.
So pretty.
I was considering
and that's
it.
My one that dies.
Oh, yeah, the last right. Movie. Well, no, that was yeah. The second to the last movie, too.
Yeah.
That does.
Yeah.
That did terrible. Suck. That did
yeah.
Suck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then my last one is, of course, is the pork.
I love the use of prop and
I brought him.
Oh, but the funny thing, the funny thing is when Chewie is cooking one, and then you see the porks is looking all like teary eyed and looking back at him. That seems pretty good.
Monster! I know. And then he throws it away. Like you already killed him and cooked him. You might as well eat him at this fucking point. But yeah, they're so cute.
I like the lip quiver.
I have several in my car.
Yeah. I do love your pork in your car because it's always like, where are we going?
I know. It's up against the windshield with his mouth open, like it's screaming because I drive really badly.
It took me a hot minute to realize it was in there when I was driving with you, and when I did, I was very happy because he's just like, oh my God.
It's so great.
Well, I will say this. Everybody had really good lists, and everybody had something different. I love this. This was a good one. This was a very fun one. So that is the end of our tasting room, guys. So thank you for joining us, and join us for our next tasting room, and we will see you all later.
The party's leaving.
Bye.
Do it.
Toodaloo.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to our episode and our season 3 of The Tasting Room. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Guys, this helps out enormously. Give us a follow on Instagram at Barrel Age Flicks Podcast. If you would like to send us a special film request, please contact us via Instagram and we will give you a personal shout out on the show. We are also on Facebook and Twitter. Our podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Audible, Pocket Cast, Spotify, CastBox, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. Special thanks to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio on YouTube for his awesome music. This guy fucking rocks. Check him out. Want to give a shout out to Sammy, one of our guest hosts on the show who does our amazing album artwork. Thank you, Sammy. Our podcast only exists because of listeners like you. To find other great shows, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Hope you join us for our next episode. Later, guys.